This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So we were playing Quiz Callus. Given a golfer's first or last name, and Callis had to fill in the blank. And for Daly, instead of John, he blurts out Carson. Well, here's something. Carson Daly and Tiger Woods have a history of being on the golf course together. They grew up in Southern California around the same time and occasionally played golf together. Carson Daly also played in the PNC Championship with his son against Tiger Woods and his son. So technically, Callis could, I guess, have been right. Because Carson Daly was playing in events with Tiger Woods. How about that? What's with the blank stare?
It's not right at all.
I'm just trying.
Could not be more wrong.
I'm just trying to help my guy out here. There's a history of Carson Daly golfing with Tiger Woods. I understand we're going for John. It is incorrect. He still went over the number. I thought it was an interesting factoid.
It's an odd way to try to defend me, though. I'm just saying.
So now this guy.
Oh, this guy.
No matter what I do, I try to help him, and I'm still getting the flack.
You said you don't know how my girlfriend puts up with me, and yet I gave you a nice thing like Masters on television.
The Masters.
What a shot.
The Masters.
Sorry.
Yeah, we've lost Pat now for the remainder of the show.
This guy was left of the fairway on five and just... Wow.
You can't legally give play-by-play, by the way.
I wasn't play-by-play. I said this guy and hit a whoa. That's what I said.
Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. TJ Watt said social media ablaze yesterday. A picture of him walking out onto the football field, putting his deuces up, right? That's what that means? That's what the kids are saying? Deuces up, right?
I'm out,
right? Now, he didn't write that, just the picture, the fingers up. And Pony and Bechtold and all the aggregators and every human being who's a Steelers fan and squeamish a little bit tweets out wondering what it all means. My guess, he was just posting a picture. That's my guess, is that TJ Watt had a picture of him in a Steelers uniform and he put it out there. Or he's the world's funniest man. Because I said on Twitter, like if I were an athlete, and everyone can laugh because I'm not, never was, no hope to be, like just didn't get, I didn't get that in this life, the athlete thing. But if I was a huge star, I would do this every other day. Tweet out silly pictures, make people wonder, keep them honest, Doran. Do you think it meant anything?
No, okay. Nothing. I just think that he wanted to post a picture of himself. I don't think he's in the game of playing that game.
People are wondering if he expects to be traded, which I don't know how he could come to that conclusion.
Yeah, how would...
When the owner of the team says he wants him to be a one-helmet guy.
I don't think... I don't know.
Pat's flatline mouth over
there's
there.
There's more there.
You think?
I do.
Now, you speak skill position because you dealt with them every day. And this is a skill position kind of thing.
Yeah, but TJ's a promoter.
You think there's some diva quotient in TJ Watt?
I do. Yeah.
Him not showing up for Cam Hayward getting the
You think he was invited to McAfee? You think he was mad about that?
I would think TJ would get the invite, right? He wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
No. He could be in Wisconsin.
Yeah, he's probably not here right now.
People came from all over the world to go to that.
I know.
If they were invited.
Jelly roll. But TJ takes football very seriously.
Do you think they're far apart on money?
That could be something, but I don't...
I mean, Cam's had his spats with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Contractually.
And even TJ, I mean, he did the hold-in thing.
He sees the discussions of him being traded?
I don't think he'd put any stock in that because you're sitting there at the negotiating table.
Then why do you post a picture of yourself with the peace sign? Are there better photos of him?
Yeah, like him like just standing there scoping out the field like on the sidelines with that grin on his face.
Okay, so now Bostic's got you
a little bit
tinfoil hatting.
Yeah, of all pictures, like I know that. I don't know.
You know what? I am looking at it. I thought he was facing away from the camera. He is facing.
He's deuces up right at the camera.
He is deuces up right at the camera. Look, we just saw a couple of edge rushers get paid, and Trey Hendrickson's waiting to get his deal with Cincinnati or elsewhere. And TJ Watt's going to want to be in the neighborhood at the very least of being the highest paid defensive player in football. But I don't know why they wouldn't do that. Like, I wouldn't do it. I mean, you're paying him for what he's done. I don't think necessarily what he's going to do. Now, the salary cap is going up, and you don't have a quarterback that you're paying. And even if it's Aaron Rodgers, it's going to be money this year, and TJ's contract's not going to have to kick in until next year. But if they want him, you would think would understand the cost of doing business. Like, if the owner comes out and says, we want him to be a one-helmet guy, and the general manager echoes those sentiments at the NFL scouting combine, what do they think it's going to take to get the deal done? It's going to take top dollar.
They could say whatever they,
yeah,
they
what else
want
to. What else would you say?
Right.
What do you mean?
Like, you're going to say, well, we're not sure, you know.
He's going into the final year of his deal. I mean, we're going to talk to him. You could say that.
You
but
can,
they,
so you can
they
say
made,
you want him to be.
They right. made it very clear that they want him to be a Steeler for life.
They made it very clear they wanted either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields.
Sure.
And they wanted Kenny. Didn't Omar say that at the combine? We have full faith in Kenny.
Do you think they don't want him?
Maybe he doesn't want them.
Peace.
Maybe they're like, I mean, maybe his agent's negotiating right now and the Steelers are coming back saying that we have to wait on Aaron Rodgers to see what he's going to do before we can shell out some money. And TJ's like, oh, you're going to
pay a receiver $150 million.
Right.
And you're going to drag me along and I've done all these nice things for the franchise.
I got to wait for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you're
now?
On board now.
No, no.
Oh, you're close.
He's tinfoiling me over here.
You're close.
Well, the more I think about it.
I've moved you.
The more you move me every time we talk, Pat.
See you later.
I'm looking at the photo here, and it is odd. It is odd. And
it just so happens that it's the big night out. It's all this stuff, and he wants to get in the fray and make a little noise. It's too convenient.
TJ just had a baby. That might be why he wasn't at the...
Is that why he says peace?
Well, I mean, I said goodbye to my old life when I had kids. I said peace. Priorities change. Everything changes. But that might be why he wasn't there last night.
Fair.
That's why I bring that up. One of you said, and I'm too busy with my little gerbil in my brain running around right now to remember which one of you said it. Maybe he doesn't want to come back. I think it was you.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he doesn't. I mean, look. Miles Garrett got paid. Mm-hmm. He views himself as the best, arguably, defensive player.
Max Crosby got
Max
paid.
Crosby got paid. Trey Hendrickson's about to get paid. And it's like, why do I have to wait around and these guys are already getting
for
paid?
For some old fool at quarterback that I probably don't want to play with to begin with.
Or even if it's not that. But why do I have to wait around whenever my compadres that play my position are getting paid over me? Like, what's taking so long? Like,
and
shouldn't it be an automatic?
To your point, man, he sees what Miles Garrett does. Miles Garrett's like, trade my ass.
Right.
And then, bang, he gets a deal. TJ ain't that brash, but I'll post the deuces up.
I got it. He's just saying, see you later. I'm going on a 4-day darkness retreat with Rodgers, and we're coming back together.
We're coming back.
That's
the whole
what it
thing's
is.
Getting worked out. If you had to send an ambassador with Rodgers to kind of try
well, we know
to...
it's not going to be Cam.
No.
He's not doing the darkness retreat.
No, he's out on the darkness retreat.
He'll go to a sauna at Thorne's house, but he's not going to go...
Right.
DK Metcalf already trying to get the job done and close the deal. But he ain't been around. Has DK came in and do a press conference? Is he hanging out? Like, is DK here now? No way.
No.
No way he can't sell Pittsburgh.
Juicy.
Look, if I'm TJ, and to get back to the, maybe he doesn't want to come back, maybe it's not even a money thing. Like, you're getting long in the tooth. Now, the Steelers are screwing around with quarterback. Rodgers, all these rookies are coming in. You might wind up with a rookie quarterback or Mason Rudolph, and you ain't won a playoff game. And you got a legacy where that is going to be in the obituary of his career. If it never gets done, that's going to be in there. It's not going to be number one. Like, all the sacks, all that fun stuff, that'll be number one. All the games played, all the fumbles, that'll be number one. But didn't win a playoff game's going to be mentioned. Texter, gerbil in your brain, always knew your brain was in your backside. Thank you for that one, Texter.
Wow.
Did I say gerbil? I meant hamster.
You said gerbil.
Because gerbils don't run on the wheels, do they?
I think they're the same thing, gerbil. Right?
Are gerbils and hamsters the same? 412-928-9370. Like crocs and alligators.
Yes.
I'm actually shocked that Bostic didn't poo-poo it. The peace sign thing.
No.
And equally as shocked that now I'm starting to buy in.
No, it's just the timing, the message. There's something there, man.
I mean, I said it before. I'll double down on it now. I'd have traded the guy.
Didn't he tweet something after NFL Defensive Player of the Year or something? He tweeted something about Garrett.
Yeah.
Like, he's been known. Like, when he chimes in on social media, there's a message.
And a picture, as they say, my friends, is worth 1,000 words.
Especially when you're
deuces.
Doing...
Can you imagine the world where the Steelers trade T.J. Watt and with whatever they accrue? What are we thinking? First-round pick?
Oh, yeah.
Send him to Arizona for Kyler Murray?
Well, what if they get draft capital and then they move up and they take a guy like Shedeur Sanders? How would Steelers fans react to something like that? Like, absolutely a fan favorite, but I do think there's a faction, probably a smaller one, that doesn't want to see TJ come back because they're not going to win with him. But what if they go and take the quarterback now that nobody's been in love with until like a week ago?
That's Luka Doncic-esque right there.
You think so?
Yep. Like, to do that.
Trade a fan favorite for a quarterback in a draft class that isn't supposedly all that good for quarterbacks.
Right.
I think a lot of people would be pissed off about that. I think people would be pissed off about the drafting of a Shedeur Sanders or a Jackson Dart independent of TJ Watt. But now you lose a fan favorite? What do you make of this? 412-928-9370. Have you put on the tinfoil hat? Do you think TJ Watt is sending messages? If so, what message do you think he is sending? 412-928-9370. You can get in on this on Twitter as well. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jeff Hathorn at the bottom of the hour. Right.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Maybe it's TJ Watt for his Instagram deuces up post. Maybe it's Austin Bechtold. City limits for tweeting 33 times during the big night at last night.
He was real defensive, too.
I was just going to say that. You brought it up to him. He's like, don't care.
Don't care. You can critique me all you want. Don't care.
Not going to change my opinion.
Hey, listen, you had a good time there. Let the guy be.
That's fine. It's an observation. It's a fact. He tweeted 33 times.
I'm surprised you weren't there.
Me?
Yeah.
It ended at 11:45. That should end your surprise right there. It's a weekday. Going out on a weekday?
If McAfee reached out, was like, hey.
He'd be there in a second.
Be there in 2 seconds.
Hey, Crowley.
Naked. Oh, my God. He'd be there naked.
I'll run you right there.
Can you make Austin go away? He doesn't care so much. He's in here right now listening to you guys talk about him.
I don't even know if it's a critique. It was just an observation that he took as a critique.
33 times.
That's a lot of times.
That's a lot.
I don't want to live, and this is just me, I don't want to live my life through my phone. You know? You get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Like when my daughter was born and I was out on paternity leave, I didn't have my phone for 3 weeks. And it was, the sleep was better except for the baby crying, all that kind of stuff. But the sleep is better. The anxiety is good. But you're addicted. Like I go pee now. I mean, I think we all do this, right? You're at your phone. You're at the urinal watching your phone. So then for weeks, I would just leave my phone charging. I'd go and pee and reach in my pocket. Well, not there.
You know what my wife told me? This is totally off topic.
I love it.
We were at a friend's house watching the Final Four last Saturday. The kids were all there. And we were, for whatever reason, talking about like going to the bathroom. And my wife goes, you're like an arm on the wall guy.
You are.
And
you got the lean.
Yeah, I'm an arm on the wall guy. And she goes, do you do that at home? I'm like, absolutely.
No question.
You an arm on the wall guy?
I'm a big leaner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even in public places.
What's
I'm taking a load off, man.
It's just comfortable. Just comfortable.
You know what I found the other day, too? And this is really off topic. We have now
gone off the rails.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, no, gerbils and hamsters are different species with distinct characteristics, care requirements, and temperaments, though they share some similarities as small rodent pets. So wanted to clear that one up, gerbils and hamsters. I was at a party at my brother and sister-in-law's place this weekend, and I found that their toilet paper is too soft. I think that's absolutely a thing. There needs to be some level of coarseness to it.
Agreed.
For it to get the job done.
Agreed.
Like, I don't need a fluffy, soft towel.
You live in Mount Lebanon. I mean, this is an on-par conversation for you two.
What do you want your tushy to be coddled?
I mean, we if I got to go, are you just not
here.
Wiping?
Yeah.
Who cares?
You don't.
As long as there's toilet paper.
Doran doesn't wipe?
No. I'm saying you guys wouldn't wipe unless it was.
Doran's a single ply guy.
Oh, man.
Listen.
See, single ply.
As long as there's toilet paper, we're good.
It's like sandpaper.
It was too soft.
I mean, listen.
I could see your criticism if I was saying I went over at my brother-in-law's house. It's not soft enough.
Is too soft.
That's right. Well, too soft.
Yeah, I agree.
Just like my towel. I need a towel that is not going to be fluffy. I need it to be a little bit coarse.
You a fold or a crinkle guy?
Depends on the consistency. Primarily a crinkler. Doran, fold or crinkle?
Roll.
Ooh, around the hand.
Yeah.
You go around the hand with the roll.
Nah, crinkle.
You're a crinkle guy. Harry, you crinkle or fold?
You've asked us this before.
Like last week.
I'm not going to answer it.
Why not?
Why are we talking about this?
I'm a fold guy.
You're a folder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys are weird.
Yeah.
412-928-9370.
It's a legitimate topic. I think there's people probably driving
right
now.
But this is the second time he's brought it up this month. That's crazy.
Caboli uses those dude wipes, he says.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he? Mm-hmm. I still can't get over him asleep at the annual meeting.
Says he wasn't asleep. He says he was recording Tom with his phone.
Wow. And then asking him questions about DK Metcalf and then getting offended when Tomlin rips him back. By the way, the second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place on June 5th and 6th. This year, the broadcast will take place at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We are currently looking for 25 fire departments that will benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Aviation Management Group, North Country Brew Red House Ale, Saloni's Italian Bakery, and Don's Appliances. All right, so this whole TJ Watt thing, if they were going to... Go ahead.
You see Rappaport?
Oh, what do we get?
Courtesy of Andrew Filipponi on Twitter, not via private text message. Generally, when players post this, it means negotiations are not going as they had hoped.
So TJ Watt, what, wants more money, wants more years, wants guaranteed money?
This is Ian Rappaport saying this. So I'll just take my tinfoil hat and give it to him.
So Bostic was on to it.
Ian
Rappaport now saying they've reached a sticky spot in their negotiations. Well, we'll talk to Jeff Hathorn about that coming up at 9:35. We're not done with the segment, Pat. Look at him. He's taking the headphones off.
Well, you have a very specific... You start teasing something, generally means the end of the segment.
I wasn't teasing.
You said we'll talk to Jeff Hathorn about that.
Yeah, I'm interested in if Jeff has heard anything or unearthed anything about the contract negotiations with TJ Watt. I mean, if it ain't going well, I'm moving the guy. And if I'm moving the guy, I need to get a first-round pick this year. I need to get a first-round pick next year. Like, when you think about what Khalil Mack got back in a trade. Now, he was not 30 years old at the time. But you're talking about a couple of first-round picks there. If I'm trading TJ Watt, I'm doing that. And if the negotiations are in a place that's not able to be reconciled, well, there's only one solution here. He's not playing out the deal.
Mm-mm.
You're not doing that. You're trading this dude.
Man, if you get two firsts.
Oh.
You do in a heartbeat, right?
Yes.
I do it in a heartbeat.
Listen, this is...
You can take Kenneth Grant and O'Marrion Hampton in the first round this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Last year, guys, we were talking about TJ Watt. I remember this vividly. Like, at the end of his career, forget the Super Bowls, right? But just evaluating him as a player could be the best Pittsburgh Steelers defensive player of all time. I mean, statistically speaking. I mean, everybody's playing second fiddle to Mean Joe. We know that. But, like, he could have an argument. I don't care. Like, you're a franchise. You're not one guy. And if you could get a couple of first-round picks for TJ Watt, I think you'd do that in a second. In a second. And that should be the ask. The ask should be more than that. That's the art of the deal. That's a negotiation. All right, let's give ourselves a little bit more time to talk to Jeff about this coming up next. So our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, when we come back. All right, thought we'd make some jokes about this early in the 9 o'clock hour, and it's grown into a massive topic here. TJ Watt's Instagram post where he throws the deuces up. We're asking, what the hell does that mean? Well, then Ian Rappaport this morning on NFL Network says, generally when players post this, it means negotiations are not going as they had hoped. All right, we bring on Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. That was speculation by Ian Rappaport. And Jeff, we invite you to speculate away if you would like to, or if you've heard anything about those contract negotiations between the Steelers and TJ Watt. What have you heard?
I think I figured it out, boys. All right. He's two fingers, right? So the king of the jungle would be a lion. The second in pecking order would be a tiger. Another name for tiger, a breed of tiger, is Bengal. He wants to be traded to the Bengals.
Jeff figured it out. and they could just pay him instead of Trey Hendrickson.
Right. I mean, they need a guy. Listen, I think, is there a little something to that? Maybe. I also think this, I'm sure the agent went, hey, we need to put a little pressure here on, put a little pressure on here. We need to, you want another taco deal? We got to get your name out there a little bit more. It's not as upfront as some of the other guys. So why don't we post something that gets everybody talking?
Jeff,
doesn't have to be anything controversial, just a picture.
Jeff, would you trade him? And if so, what do you think he would fetch in a trade?
Would I consider it? I mean, it would have to be something that was insane to consider it, but no. Because if you're the Steelers and you think you can win every year without TJ Watt, I don't know how you could keep that with a straight face. So I don't think that's the plan. I don't think they're even listening. It would take something that would be insane. And remember, it took until 2 days before the first game of the year last year before that contract got done with the younger TJ Watt. I mean, this is probably going to just be prepared for a lot of twists and turns and a lot of emojis and a lot of stuff going on between now and the first game.
I tell you, he's not getting traded, Jeff. And he's on the Mount Rushmore of nicest people in Pittsburgh sports, and that's Jerry DePaula. Who is going to be hanging it up after Saturday, Pitt spring game. Your thoughts on one of the nicest people I've ever met?
The thing I admire about Jerry is he has so much humility. Like, he's just there to do his job. It's not a look at me thing. He can take jokes. Like, he doesn't take himself so seriously that he gets offended by something that Narduzzi says to him. And if you notice, who's the one that's asking him the questions about injuries? I mean, like, it's Jerry's way of trying to find out that information. But I admire what Jerry does, how hard he's worked over all these years. I mean, I don't want to give away Jerry's age, but I mean, he's climbing those OC lot steps, after every game, and he doesn't complain. He just goes to work and does his job. That's the thing I love about Jerry.
53 years covering Pittsburgh sports.
Well,
holy cow.
Wow. 53 years.
I guess Pitt's honoring him, or did that happen?
I think it's going to be happening this morning. So
it's going to be. I'm just going to shut up.
Be on the lookout for a little something for Jerry.
So Jeff, your thought is 100% TJ Watt is going to get a deal from the Steelers.
Yes, that's my thought. That 100% they're going to get a deal done. Again, it's not going to be. It probably is not going to be smooth. It is not going to be, it's going to get people talking all year, which is great for our business because, much like last time, I don't see this getting done right away. And I don't see TJ as a guy that's a hometown discount, if you will, nor should he be. I'm not saying he should, but, TJ knows this is probably the last big contract and he's going to want what he thinks is fair.
Jeff, isn't it it's amazing that this year, I mean, we go into the draft and we get to April and we're excited to see what the Steelers are going to do, but I just can't, I'm ultra excited this year, more than I have been in the past, because they can go any direction. Like, they have so many needs, but also I see some quality players that have high evaluations in the first round slipping to 21. Like, I just feel like it's very anonymous feeling right now with the Steelers, because I have no idea what direction they're going to go in, and they can go in so many different ones and get a quality player.
No, actually, you're wrong, Dorn. You know before all of us.
You're right.
Damn it.
You're right.
You're going to know before everybody.
Cheater.
Who they pick. But yeah, I think those 10 minutes, depending on who's off the board, is going to be fascinating. Like, because everybody's going to be thinking, man, could it be? Is Grant still available? Is Emeka Buka still available? Is Amarian Hampton still? Would they go running back? Or, man, Jackson Dart sitting there? Or Shador fell all the way down? Are the Steelers going to pull the trigger on this? Or is there some other move for day two where they're going to get a second rounder, maybe fall back? Like, there's just so many options for the Steelers in this draft. I agree with you. It's always fun from a fan perspective when a quarterback is in the mix, because even the casual fans know or care about quarterbacks.
Speaking of quarterback, will Aaron Rodgers be a Pittsburgh Steeler before the NFL draft?
So what was it? It was draft week with the Jets.
I think it was draft day.
I know that. So it's a situation where Tomlin has said, oh, we can wait until training camp now. They want to know. I think, we're closing in. I think Art made some reference to it at the owner's meeting about the window shutting, or however he phrased it. But they have to have an idea, at least going into OTAs. Not that if he signs, he has to be at every OTA, but he's at least got to show up a little bit, get to know the guys a bit. I know he'll figure out the offense. Like, that isn't a concern, but just getting to be around the guys, even if it's only a couple of those days for a couple of those practices, I think is big before you go to Latrobe.
My guess is no on this, Jeff, but I'd love your opinion on it. Does Aaron Rodgers affect their draft decision at quarterback at all?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think if Shador Dart are there and they want them, I think they'll pick them. I mean, it's not, it used to be more the norm, and the Steelers are more old school with a lot of things. And even with Kenny had to fight his way, even as a first round pick, to eventually become the starting quarterback. If they were to take Dart or Sanders and they have Aaron Rodgers, I think it would be a similar battle to where he could sit a year, whoever that quarterback would be, even if it's a first rounder. I don't think they think as aggressively or are in such, or they don't have lower expectations of some other teams where they're willing to put a rookie out there. It just hasn't been historically, while they have changed some things, how the Steelers operate.
Jeff, I've grown over the years. I used to love baseball. I fell out of love of baseball for a long time and just focused on football. But I fell back in love with baseball a few years ago because my kids started playing baseball, and I'm back on the train. Like, I know what's going on, and I love talking about baseball. But can you answer me this? Why? And I know that the Pirates are the Pirates, and we're crushing them lately for rightfully, you know, for so many reasons. Why would a baseball team in Major League Baseball have the worst batter on the team batting first, like Jack Swinski? What, can a baseball person tell me why that makes sense? Because I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I can't say I can figure that out either, because he doesn't have a high on base percentage. He strikes out a lot. He's coming off a bad year. Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, they've had five different leadoff guys, five different cleanup guys. And, you know, and listen, last year they had 127 different lineups, but the Yankees had 124. So as much as it's the lineup that people rip Shelton, and I think there is a little bit to that, it's about talent. Like, they just don't have the talent of some other teams. But I'm with you there, Dorn. Like, I don't get that. I'd almost rather see Cruz
right
in the leadoff spot with Reynolds hitting behind him than I would what we're seeing now. Or I get the 9-1, but IKF has been your most consistent hitter through 2 weeks. And he's a smart hitter. Like, put him up there at the top.
Doran, well, you were winding up for that question. Jeff, you're probably the same way. I had no idea what direction you were going to go in, my man, because there's so many friggin' things you could have asked.
So
there,
many,
dude.
I was done it. I've grown over the years. Like, you have grown.
Yeah.
Now, what I would say, because I have to ask you this, because our friend Jeff Hathorn is a nice golfer himself.
Great golfer.
Where does the Masters rank in the pantheon of sporting events for you? And B, more importantly, who's your favorite this week?
Yeah, it's up there because it's the first. I think that's what, and it's the only one that's at the same course yep. every year. I think that makes it really special. Man, I'll get my heart broken again, but I'm going to go with Rory. Rory's my guy. I admire him so much for being the face of the PGA Tour when they were going through all that stuff. Like, no one else stood up. He stood there and took all of it and represented yeah. them. And I yep. hope he gets rewarded with a major. I really do. I'm not saying he's a perfect guy, but I respect him for that. He's the only guy with multiple wins on tour this year. So he's playing well. I'm going with Rory.
Terrific stuff, Jeff, as always, buddy. And we will talk to you next Tuesday. Appreciate it.
And boys, spring game. We'll see y'all Saturday at 1.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
That's right. All right, Jeff. Take care now. Talk to Jeff next
Thanks,
Tuesday. Mark Caboli getting in on the reporting here about TJ Watt. We'll tell you what Mark had to say coming up next, but want to remind everybody that the Great Race 2025 Great Race registration has launched, baby, and you can sign up www.rungreatrace.com. It's the 48th running of the Great Race presented by Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. You got a 10K run, Pennsylvania's largest 10K race from Frick Park, 5K run walk downtown, or excuse me, from Oakland, the 30th running of the Dollar Bank Junior Great Race in downtown Pittsburgh, family fun run, tot trot, diaper dash. It'll be Saturday, September 27th, Sunday, September 28th, that weekend. And again, you can go to www.rungreatrace.com there to get in on the public registration. Caboli on the TJ Watt developing situation. Neck. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. TJ Watt sets the internet ablaze with an Instagram post with his fingers up doing the deuces thing, and we were all left wondering what that meant. Well, Ian Rappaport says, generally means contract negotiations not going well. And we trust Ian, but we really trust Mark Caboli. He of Pat McAfee show fame, who tweets out, after talking to people, I'd keep an eye on this Steelers TJ Watt contract situation moving forward a little more closely. It doesn't appear that the IG picture below he posted yesterday was just by chance. I'd imagine an extension is still going to eventually get done, but the price tag just might be a tad bit higher than some anticipated. Holy bird milk. I mean, I sort of figured that the whole time it was going to be right on par with the other guys. The Steelers, if they weren't going to trade TJ Watt, and they, I don't think, had ever had designs on doing that, they needed to get out ahead of the Myles Garrett thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't. And now they're left having to pay TJ Watt more than him. Because, look, face it. First of all, I don't ever begrudge anybody for trying to get as much money as possible. That's just life, damn it. But number two, those guys have a history. You don't think TJ Watt wants to make more than Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Of course he does.
Whether it's a dollar or not?
Yes. Yes. It could be 13 cents.
But he also probably wanted to be paid before him, too. I think the timing is probably more that what would irk him more than anything. It's like, oh, well, you paid him. He got paid first. He won a trade. They hunkered down and paid him. And now it's been, what, a month that I have to sit here and see that he has a new contract and we haven't gotten anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
I got to wait?
You're going to value that guy? They're going to value that guy?
More than you value me?
Yeah. Whenever he stomped into the owner's office and said, trade my ass.
Right. So I'm going to take a little page out of his book, or maybe a sentence out of his book.
It is a sentence, right?
It's a sentence.
It might be a clause.
Yes.
He just posted just a picture of him.
Yes.
That's all he needed to do.
It's an apostrophe.
Apostrophe.
That's all he needed to do. A semicolon?
Probably. Yeah, maybe just a full-on colon.
Can I admit something?
Why?
I don't know.
Go ahead. Why would you even ask? Go ahead.
I'm really bad at comma usage. Don't know where they belong.
Yeah, it's
me
tough.
Too.
I overuse them.
I overuse them too, guys.
I overuse them out of just a...
I get scared, yeah, right? Like, if I don't use a comma, am I going to look like a dumbass? And then there's just commas everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Commas all throughout my emails. Yeah. I'm also an exclamation point guy, because it's tough to send your message, you know, through text. And I want people to know that I'm not being curt or flippant.
Do you guys think that TJ Watt has more leverage than Myles Garrett?
Obviously not.
I don't think he does.
I don't think so either.
No.
He's on a better team that he thinks is close to winning a Super Bowl, and he knows they have other holes they need to fill. Cleveland's just bad.
Right. Cleveland, like, the fan base took the side of Myles Garrett when he said, I want out, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, we get it. Like, we totally understand it, and they know how popular that guy is. He's the best player they've had since they've come back. And they were going to lose him because they can't win? They knew they had to pay that guy.
Yeah.
What the Steelers have done now, though, is they put their cards on the table by saying they wanted to be a one-helmet guy. Okay, you want me to be a one-helmet guy? You better pay me like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you value me that much that there's not even a second thought to whether or not you're going to do this contract. I'm TJ Damn Watt. You better pay my ass.
You did a poll before on fans wanted, you know, considering a trade for TJ. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Where did that come down?
I'm on it.
I feel like it was 60-40.
What if you specified you get two first-round picks, one this year, one next year? You get two first-round picks this year. And
two next year.
And two next year.
Think of what you could do this year. I mean, you could trade one of them back and get 2-3 second rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And people on the text line have said, you're not getting two first-round picks for TJ Watt. Why not? Why the hell not?
That's what I would ask for.
Of course.
And that would be my draw the line in the sand. Like, that's it.
Yeah, no question.
And I realize that he hasn't won a playoff game, but if you're a team that thinks you're right there, like if you're Buffalo, And I'd have to look at their salary cap, blah, blah, blah. But like, just as an example, you think you're right there.
Yeah. Or the Commanders.
Right there. Then you're going to give up a lot to get that guy. All right. Things have taken a turn today. Starkey up next. Pat, this was wonderful as always.
I enjoyed every moment.
The whole time?
I enjoyed every moment. And I hope you have a great rest of the day and week.
You too, buddy.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you next Thursday. Cool. Doran, we got a lot of fun stuff planned for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to seeing you then, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do me a favor. When I text you guys, please respond.
Yeah, he has this habit of texting us.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Thursday.
I forgot you guys have these like afternoon siestas.
Yes.
Because of your early morning.
Correct.
So I forget that in the course of my busy day.
The number of texts I read and then don't respond to because I'm napping,
they have to be
in the thousands.
Just remember that I'm different. Respond to me.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's what a friend would do.
Bye.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, you will. No. Yeah, you will.
Bye.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
Goodbye, Harry. Talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Peace.